الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. Today is the 29th of Rajab 1434, which corresponds to the 7th of June 2013. We're very close to Ramadan, by the way, maybe 32 days more or less, Allahu A'lam. And we continue our discussion on the tafsir of Surah Al-Ma'idah with the tafsir of Shaykh Abdul Rahman bin Nasir Sa'di alayhi rahmatullah. And in our last session, we were dealing with the ayat that have to do with the Christian dogma. That's a nice one. We'll wait a couple of seconds for that iOS to calm down. Okay. As I was saying, yeah, we're dealing with the Christian belief, that strange belief that the Christians have adopted. And, you know, how difficult it is sometimes to explain to them the fallacies that they have accepted as truth. And specifically the Islamic, reaction to the Christian belief is an amazing one. If you remember in previous ayat in Surah Al-Ma'idah, when Allah Azza wa Jal wanted to highlight the gravity of such a statement, He said, "And who has anything, or who can do anything with Allah if He willed to destroy the, Jesus, the son of Mary, and his mother, and everyone upon earth?" So these kind of strong words, wherein Allah Azza wa Jal threatens that who can do anything if Allah wanted to destroy Jesus and Mary and the whole of mankind. This kind of usage signifies the gravity of that statement. Even though Jesus and Mary are righteous people in the sight of Allah, and they have nothing to do with it, but because of that claim of the humans, such words are being used. Similarly, we find in Surah Maryam that Allah Azza wa Jal says in regards to the statement of the Jesus, وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا لَقَدْ جِئْتُمْ شَيْئًا إِدَّا تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْهُ وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضُ وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ هَدًّا. They say that the Most Merciful has begotten a son. Verily you have said something outrageous, so outrageous that the earth, the heavens are about to split asunder, and the mountains are about to fall in ruin, and the earth is about to rip open, just because they say that the Most Merciful has begotten a son. So one ayah, Allah willing to destroy Jesus and Mary and the whole of mankind. Another ayah, the earth and the heavens and the mountains barely remain intact. Barely. Had it not been for the will of Allah, otherwise they would have exploded because of their statement that Allah has begotten a son. So you see how grave it is. It's one of the biggest crimes against Allah, and the biggest lies against Allah, and the biggest insults to Allah, and attributing the worst of deficiencies to Allah. All of these are combined in the statement of Jesus is God, or Jesus is the Son of God, or things of the sort which the Christians are very happy to say. And so we have to understand then how serious this is. So when we deal with them, we know that this is not a light matter which we can take lightly. So ayah 73 is another ayah in this regard, wherein Allah says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الله says, لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله ثالث ثلاثة وما من إله إلا إله واحد وإن لم ينتهوا عما يقولون ليمسن الذين كفروا منهم عذاب أليم. They have certainly disbelieved who say Allah is the third of three, and there is no God except one God. And if they do not desist from what they are saying, they will surely afflict the disbelievers among them a painful punishment. The Shaykh rahimahullah says, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَةَ وَهَذَا مِنْ أَقْوَالِ النَّصَارَى الْمَنْصُورَةَ عِنْدَهُمْ أو الْمَنْصُورَةِ عِنْدَهُمْ. This statement is one of the famous statements of the Christians which they propagate and defend. It's a very famous statement amongst them. زَعَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثًا. They claim and allege that Allah is a third of three. Now, Here we get into a difference of opinion among the scholars as to who is intended by these three. There are references based on the ayah in Surah Al-Ma'idah also at the end. What Allah Azza wa Jalla will say to Jesus, did you say to the people, take me and my mother, ilahayni min dunillah, as two gods besides Allah? He will say, glory be to you, it is not for me to say that which I have no right to say. Had I said it, you would have known it until the end of the ayat. So there it alludes to the fact that Jesus and his mother are gods. And because of that ayah, some of the Muslim scholars of tafsir understood this ayah to be that the Trinity in the minds of Christians is Father, Mother, and Son. Not Holy Ghost. Hello? Yani Allah wa Isa wa Maryam. The three gods are Allah and Jesus and Mary. Now, of course, the Christians, like James White and many of these other clowns who come on, you know, on different shows and debate with different Muslims and so on and so forth, have tried to use this ayah a lot to prove that Islam and Muslims did not know what they're talking about, and how could they fail to know the basic Christian belief, and this is an evidence that Muhammad was a false prophet, and he was just bluffing, because he should have known that it's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Mary has not do blah, blah, blah. Now, as funny as that may sound, These people must have failed to understand their own history of Christianity, the Christian history itself. Furthermore, in the Catholic Church, until now, they say, Mary, Mother of God. And if she's the Mother of God, then she must be a God. Because a non-God does not deliver a God. If you want to get to there, if we're going to think along the same lines of thinking, even though it's a stupid way of thinking, but sometimes you're forced, huh? Because that's the only thing they can offer. If you say Mary, Mother of God, that means Mary must be divine, because an undivine cannot bring forth that which is divine, because the divine is superior to the non-divine. So the inferior cannot produce the superior, in this sense. Think it's funny? So, with that said, it doesn't make any sense. So yes, among Christians are those who believe that Mary is a God in this sense. She's divine in this sense. She's part of the Trinity in this sense. Even though it may not be the common belief among Christians today, nevertheless, the ayah does not mention Maryam. The ayah says, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَةً. They have disbelieved anyone who says Allah is one third of three. Which means those who say Mary, Jesus, and the Father are included. And those who say Father, Son, Holy Ghost are included. And those who say Saint Paul and Saint Batikha and Saint I don't know what are included. Anyone who comes along the lines, they're all included. Anyone who says Allah is one third of three has fallen into the crime of Trinity. And therefore he's a kafir. Regardless of who the other two subjects are. And that's a refutation to this James White. Take that one, buddy. Aywa. Ta'ala Allahu an qawlihim 'uluwan kabira. Allah is high above what they attribute to him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. وهذا أكبر دليل على قلة عقول النصارى. The Sheikh said this is the biggest evidence about the feeble-minded state of the Christians. Little brain. كيف قبلوا هذه المقالة الشنعاء والعقيدة القبيحة. How in the world have they accepted this disgusting statement and this abhorrent belief? يعني how in the world did you manage to digest that one? كيف اشتبه عليهم الخالق بالمخلوقين. How did they confuse the creator with the created? What happened? For them to say that God is one creator and two created, and then claim that these two created are also creators. Because no Christian on earth can deny that Jesus was born to Mary. He was a child that she delivered. Therefore, he is created in this sense. But then they want to raise him to the state of divinity. So, in reality, they're believing in a creator, the Father, in their own terminology. And then two created beings, be it Mary and Jesus, or be it Jesus and the Holy Ghost. And now they want to make these two created beings equivalent and co-equal, co-eternal, co-existent with the Creator. And they say all these three are one. That's very stupid. And that's exactly what the Sheikh said. Thibuman, how could you confuse these three? How could you reach a point where you're confusing the created with the Creator? This is a vast, vast difference. There's no room for even comparison or for putting him in the same platform. But hey, that's what happens. كيف خفي عليهم رب العالمين? How did they miss رب العالمين? They missed him. It's like they couldn't find him. And so they went fetching for their own God, and they made him, you know, a combination. Call him a triune God, you know, like a triangle, triangular God. You know, maybe they will come up, the Hindus have a square one. Or maybe a circle, since they have so many gods going around in circles. All this is nonsense. Tawheed is supposed to be straight up, clear, unambiguous. All this philosophy doesn't make sense. One God, that's it. He's not like his creation. He doesn't mix with them. And there's nothing like him. Khalas, peace of mind. Islam, the religion of the peace of mind. قال تعالى رادا عليهم وعلى أشباههم وما من إله إلا إله واحد. There isn't any God except the one God, the one true God, the one true object of worship. متصف بكل صفة كمال منزه عن كل نقص. He's attributed with every attribute of perfection, and he is free from every form of deficiency. منفرد بالخلق والتدبير. Single-handedly responsible for creating and arranging the affairs. ما بالخلق من نعمة إلا منه. There isn't a single bounty that the creation enjoy except that it is from him. فكيف يجعل معه إلها غيره؟ فكيف يجعل معه إله غيره أو غيره؟ How is it then that you will make with them another God? How is that possible? تعالى الله عما يقول الظالمون علوا كبيرا. High above is Allah, what the oppressors say about him. ثم توعدهم بقوله. Then Allah threatened them. And he said, وإن لم ينتهوا عما يقولون ليمسن الذين كفروا منهم عذاب أليم. And if they do not desist from that which they are saying, then verily those who disbelieve among them will be afflicted with the severe punishment. And of course, the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal manifests in many different ways. Did you see, what was it? What state was it in? Cleveland? It wasn't in Cleveland. Did you see, remember that statue? They had a statue of Jesus, a big old one, in one of these states. And Allah sent a lightning, which just toasted it. Burnt. There was nothing left but the skeleton of the statue itself. It's an amazing event. Which state was it in? I don't remember. But check it out online. Huh? And their God was burnt. Dang. Tough. Their God went, you know, it just got overheated. And it couldn't handle it, it just melted. What a God that they worship. Then Allah Azza wa Jal, in spite of their heedlessness and negligence and disbelief, but because of the quality of forgiveness and mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, as the ulama say, then Allah offered them forgiveness and tawbah, provided that they repent. So Allah said, أَفَلَا يَتُوبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَهُ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Should they not then return in repentance to Allah and seek His forgiveness, and Allah is ever forgiving, most merciful? The Shaykh said, ثُمَّ دَعَاهُمْ إِلَى تَوْبَةِ عَمَّا صَدَرَ مِنْهُمْ. Then Allah invited them to repent of that which had come from them, their statements and belief. وَبَيَّنَ أَنَّهُ يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ. And Allah showed that He accepts the repentance of His slaves. فَقَالْ أَفَلَا يَتُوبُونَ أَفَلَا يَتُوبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَيَرْجِعُونَ إِلَى مَا يُحِبُّهُ وَيَرْضَاهُ مِنَ الْإِقْرَارِ لِلَّهِ بِالتَّوْحِيدِ. Meaning that they should return to what Allah loves and is pleased with, of admitting and acknowledging and approving the oneness and uniqueness of Allah. وَبِأَنَّ عِيسَى عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُهُ. And that Jesus is the slave of Allah and His messenger. عَمَّا كَانُوا يَقُولُونَهُ. as opposed to what they used to say. وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَهُ عَمَّا صَدْرَ مِنْهُمْ And then they should seek forgiveness of that which had come from them. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ And Allah is all-forgiving, most merciful. يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ التَّائِبِينَ Allah forgives the sins of the repenters. وَلَوْ بَلَغَتْ عَنَانَ السَّمَاءِ And even if it were to reach the skies, even if the sins were to reach the skies, an accumulation of sins upon mountains and mountains and mountains of sins, if someone repented to Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal will make all of them vanish, gone. التَّوْبَةُ تَمْحُو مَا قَبْلَهَا The repentance, the sincere repentance, erases whatsoever precedes it. Fantastic news for all of us and an invitation to repent to Allah Azza wa Jal. وَيَرْحَمُهُمْ بِقُبُولِ تَوْبَتِهِمْ And Allah will show mercy to them by accepting their tawbah. وَتَبْدِيلِ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ Furthermore, Allah will replace their evil deeds with what? Huh? What is hasana? Hasana is good deeds. Aywa. Good deeds. You're good, mashallah. Next time I'll think of a more difficult question. وصدر دعوتهم إلى التوبة بالعرض الذي هو غاية اللطف واللين في قولي أفلا يتوبون إلى الله. Now the amazing thing the Shaykh says that Allah Azza wa Jal يعني introduced the sentence with the offer which is in the kindest and most lenient way. Should they not return in repentance to Allah? See how Allah offered it to them? He didn't say, wastaghfirullah, for example, and seek forgiveness from Allah, which occurs in the Quran. But in this occasion, you know, like it's almost like you're telling someone, should you not come on time? Huh? Different than saying, come on time. Wallah, next time you're late, I'm going to leave you outside. Huh? Versus, should you not come on time? Ah, feel any, wallahi, barakallah fiqh, khalas, inshallah, abshir. Even though he had the intention to stop coming to the class, once you tell him in that nice way, he will come next time on time. Why? The way it is said. So Allah is offering them in this kindest way, yani, khalas. But subhanallah, some of them do. Huh? Right upstairs. MashaAllah, Filipinos. Wholesale, they become Muslim, mashaAllah. 3-4 every day sometimes. On Jumu'ah, 3-4-5, maybe up to 10. Yeah. They repent to Allah, leave this wicked belief system and become Muslims. Raniel, our colleague at work, Samsung, the other day, mashallah, he's a Muslim now. And alaykum salam rahmatullah. And you know how hot it's been the last few days? Akhi, I've never experienced heat like this in my entire life. I don't believe it. And you were trying to walk to the masjid at Salatul Dhuhr, I feel like I'm not going to make it to the masjid. Yani, breeze, what breeze? The hot air, man. It's about to toast my face. And mashallah, this brother Raniel, we call him Rayan now. Even though we have a musalla upstairs, huh? He goes to the masjid. He walks to the masjid. The other day I forgot him. It was almost salah time. So I told him, Yalla, you have wudu? He said, I'm waiting for someone to finish the bathroom and then I'll go. And then I got busy with someone else. I had a conversation. Then I decided to go to the masjid. So I took off. And forgot about the brother. Usually I would want to take him with me. I made it to the masjid, prayed tahiyat al-masjid, and I'm about to finish the salah. The shaitan, of course, reminded you during the salah. Where's Rayan? I was like, oh man, this is bad. Yani, this is a new Muslim, and I totally ditched the guy. I finished the salam, salam alaykum rahmatullah, salam alaykum rahmatullah. I see him walking in by himself. He realized that I must have forgotten or left by myself, so he chased after me and he came to the masjid on his own. So, yeah, that's an example. A few weeks before, he believed in this nonsensical belief that the Christians believe in. So, Allah Azza wa Jal guides whomsoever He wills. Now, أيوة. طيب. الآن آية number 75. Now, here's now Allah Azza wa Jal will explain the foundations of refutation that we need to be familiar with when you deal with the Christians. Bismillah. So Ayah 75 says, ما المسيح ابن مريم إلا رسول قد خلت من قبله الرسل وأمه صديقة كانا يأكلان الطعام انظر كيف نبين لهم الآيات ثم انظر أنا يؤفكون Listen to this now. The Messiah, son of Mary, was not but a messenger. Yani was nothing, was a messenger. Okay? Other messengers have passed on before him, and his mother was a supporter of truth. They both used to eat food. Look how we make clear for them to them the signs. Then look how they are deluded. Whenever I read this ayah, I cannot help but remember who? Who do you remember when you read this ayah? Huh? Who? What?
Jimmy Swaggart.
Jimmy Swaggart. Ah, okay. No, close. No. Ahmed did that himself. Because this ayah, of course, rahimahullah, يعني he did his what he could to defend Islam. Of course, there's no perfection in anyone's approach, and there were errors here and there pertaining to his belief system. We ask Allah to pardon him. Pertaining to his methodology, a couple of things here and there that could have been, you know, fixed up and rectified. And of course, you know, the other issues of this sort. But generally speaking, whether debating is an ideal way of teaching Islam or not, that also is, you know, we should look into the benefits and the harms of it. Now, we know that the Prophet ﷺ did debate with the Christians, and that they did mubahala, you know, and so on. These things did happen. And then the Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, when he was, you know, being harassed by the shuyukh at his time, the Sufi shuyukh and so on and so forth, he went before the Amir and he debated with them. He debated with them on Aqidah of Ahl Sunnah al-Jama'ah, silenced all of them, by the way. He got imprisoned because of that. So this idea exists, and Ahmad did that, was a lion, you know. He wasn't a lightweight. I mean, he knew what he was doing, and he would go there and just knock him out one after the other. It was amazing stuff. I used to enjoy watching these debates, and you know, I don't know how he managed to do this, but subhanallah, it's a gift of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ala kulli hal, he used to quote this ayah often, and then he would recite the English like one would recite the Arabic, right? But that ayah is in evidence. And it's a very strong evidence that every Muslim da'i has to be familiar with. Because until now, from my humble experience in da'wah, there are many other ayat that you quote that you may find some answers to that are not satisfactory, but yet they are answers. This one, I've never come across anyone who was able to even open their mouth afterwards. This is like the silencing ayah, as far as I know, when you're dealing with the Christians. Because there's no answer to it that is really agreeable to anyone's mind, that is, unless someone is this deviant. Al-Muhim? So Allah said, we read the ayah. The Shaykh said in the tafsir, ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ حَقِيقَةَ الْمَسِيحِ وَأُمِّهِ. Then Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned what is the reality? What are the facts in regards to Jesus and His mother? الَّذِي هُوَ الْحَقِّ, which is the actual truth. What is the actual truth? فَقَالْ مَا الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمْ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ. Jesus was no more but a messenger. Many messengers had passed on before him. أَيْهَذَا غَايَتُهُ وَمُنْتَ أَمْرِهِ. This is the epitome of his affair. That's it. That's as good as it gets. That's as good as it gets. Is there anything better than being the messenger of Allah? Huh? Chosen by Allah? خلاص. يعني you want to make him the son of Allah, and you want to make him Allah, and you want to make him خلاص. The best thing a human being can achieve is being what? The messenger of Allah. Better yet, from among the Anbiya, let's say a Nabi, a Rasul. And from among the Rasul, from Ulul Azm. From the those of the strong determination. And Jesus is all of that. He's from among the selected, mightiest five messengers that Allah sent to mankind. Can you enumerate them? You want to make him six, Yani? Yes, five. When people say this, they're thinking, by the way, huh? Yalla, it's almost time, ya Shaykh. Who are the five messengers that are unique? Fine, I will disregard the chronological order. Ibrahim, Nuh,
Musa.
MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Good stuff, man, صح? But in chronological order, Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, Muhammad, alayhi salatu wassalam. So Jesus is already يعني, up there. بعدين, what else does Jesus enjoy? Miracles. Miracles. All of them enjoy miracles. What else does he enjoy up until now? He's still alive. He was never killed. He has not died yet. Unlike the rest of the prophets, including Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. صح? Now we need to know, does that make Jesus better than Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam? We answered that in the last class, I believe. Or the one before. Where did I discuss this? Oh, in the old airport class, huh? Because this is a major misconception. Someone says, Jesus is better than Muhammad. Why did Jesus remain alive and your prophet died? What are you going to say, Amandis? Aywa, Allah, cold-blooded, mashallah. Hello, that's an acceptable answer. He's still going to die. What's your problem, Yani? If they say, fine, but he's alive now. Your prophet died already. This one is still alive. He's still better. That means Jesus is better than Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam, huh?
No, the message for Muhammad is the final.
Okay, so he should have remained alive. Huh? Wait, I'm sorry. No. It doesn't matter. No, he will not lose his prophethood. He will come back as Jesus. But he will pray behind the Imam of the Muslims. He's not going to abandon his prophethood. Not going to come back as a regular human being. He will still do miracles. He will come with angels, ya Sheikh. He will come from in Damascus with angels on his right and left. Something yani out of this world. The answer is simply, who told you that remaining alive makes you better? Give me the evidence for this claim of yours. What is the evidence that remaining alive, not dying, makes you superior to someone who died? And then I'll give you a quick example, just not to waste time. According to our belief in Islam, if a child dies at a young age, where does he go? Excuse me. Where does he go?
Paradise.
If he lived until he reached puberty, is he going to paradise 100%?
Before puberty?
Yeah. No, after puberty.
No.
Now he's in the danger zone. Huh? Either he manage or he doesn't manage. So don't look at it from a parent's perspective. From a parent's perspective, a child dying is never good. صح? But from a child's perspective, which is better? To die at a young age or to live long? You were playing all the time. Cars and toys and and next thing you go to Jannah. Woo! Hi! More toys. You don't have to really go to school and study and get married and have kids and all this headache and, you know, Jannah and Amal Salih. Halas! So the parents are not going to be happy, obviously, for losing the son. But from the child's point of view, dying young is better than staying. So now I gave you one evidence, one quick example, to prove to you that remaining alive is not necessarily good. In fact, dying soon is superior to remaining alive. This is just to deal with that false foundation. Then we turn around and say, and further, from an Islamic point of view, we know that Allah has favored the messengers, has favored them, some over the others, and has distinguished them amongst each other, given each one a quality. So if you look at what the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam was given, then you will understand the superiority. Jesus was sent to who? Bani Israel. And Muhammad alayhi salam was sent to who? وَمَا أَرْسَلَكَ لَرَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Who is better? Someone who goes to one building, or someone, a mayor of one town, or the president of a country? Huh? President of a country runs the whole business, ya Mahandis. This guy barely manages a few streets. طيب. Whose book is reserved? They tell you, Jesus, give me the gospel of Jesus. Where is it? Oh, I don't know. طيب, whose book is preserved and found? The book of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, the Quran. Who has a bigger ummah to follow him? The Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. And then we can list 20 things which prove the superiority of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam over Jesus. So now there's no virtue whatsoever in him remaining alive. Yes, it's an honor which we appreciate, but you cannot use it as an evidence to prove that Jesus is better than Muhammad. Ali salatu salam. I don't know how I got here, but anyways. Aywa, annahu min ibadillahi al-mursaleen. So Jesus is from the messengers of Allah. Laysa alladhi laysa lahum min al-amri wa la min at-tashri' illa ma arsalahum bihi Allah. Those messengers have no right to command or legislate except with what Allah Azza wa Jal had sent them with. وَهُوَ مِنْ جِنْسِ الرُّسُلِ قَبْلَهُ. And he is like the messengers who came before him. لَا مِزْيَةَ لَهُ عَلَيْهِمْ تُخْرِجُهُ مِنَ الْبَشَرِيَةِ الْمَرْتَبَةِ الرُّبُوبِيَةِ. There's no special quality in him which makes him, go out of the realm of humanity into that of divinity. صح? The Shaykh is saying, pay attention, ya akhwan. The Shaykh is saying, there's nothing in Jesus which distinguishes him from previous prophets that make him go beyond the level of humanity into that of divinity. True or false? True? But if a Christian comes and says, yeah, you're saying he's like the messengers that came before him and there's nothing about him that makes him divine? Well, the previous prophets had a mother and a father. Jesus did not have a father. So now, this is grounds for making him different than the previous messengers. Therefore, he is divine. What are you going to say? What is the answer? If this is your criteria, okay, then Adam is even more divine than Jesus. No father, no mother. But do you claim that Adam is divine? They will say no. In fact, Adam to them is what? Aywa, خلي ولي مدير. The Adam is a sinner, and Eve is the temptress, gate of evil, according to the Christians. That she is the reason behind the destruction and the fall of Adam, and so on and so forth. So now they're lost in their confusion. So the Shaykh said, وَأُمُّهُ مَرْيَمُ صَدِّيقَ, and his mother was a believer in truth or supporter of truth or a righteous woman, however you like to translate it. أَيْهَذَا أَيْضًا غَيَتُهَا. This is also her limit. أَنْ كَانَتْ مِنَ الصِّدِّقِينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ أَعْلَى الْخَلْقِ رُتْبَةً بَعْدَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. That she was from among the Siddiqeen who are the highest in the hierarchy of honor after the prophets. يعني on the top, of course you have messengers, and then messengers, then prophets who are not messengers, obviously, and then Siddiqeen, and then Shuhada, and then Salihin. صح? Siddiqeen, Nabiyyina, wa Siddiqeen, wa Shuhada, wa Salihin, wa Hasuna, Ulaika, Rafiqa. Na'am. والصديقية هي العلم النافع المثمر اليقين والعمل الصالح. What is صديقية? يعني what is, when you say someone صديق, the Shaykh said it is the beneficial knowledge which produces certainty and righteous deeds. Beneficial knowledge which brings about certainty in Allah's promise, of course, and righteous deeds. وهذا دليل على أن مريم لم تكن نبية. And this is an evidence that Maryam was not a prophet. Because some people claim that Maryam is a prophet. And the mother of Musa is a prophet. And Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun, is a prophet. Why do you think they claim that the mother of Musa is a prophet? Allah says, إليها وأوحينا إليها أن أرضعيه. And we revealed unto her that you should nurse him, breastfeed him. So some of the scholars said, "Awhayna wahi," and therefore she must be a prophet. But of course, this is not an evidence for that, because wahi is also a form of inspiration. And someone could receive such directives from Allah Azza wa Jal without them having to be prophets. And then Allah said in another ayah, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ. Yani Allah said in another ayah that we have not sent before you except men whom we reveal to. So this is an evidence that only men were prophets. Prophets were only men. In other words, women were not included in this equation. Well, excuse me. وَالْأَعْلَى أَحْوَالِهَا الصِّدِّقِيَّةِ. The highest level that she has is صِدِّقِيَّةِ. وَكَفَى بِذَلِكَ فَضْلًا وَشَرَفًا. And sufficient is that as an honor and you know, dignifying state. وَكَذَلِكَ سَائِرِ النِّسَاءِ لَمْ يَكُمْ مِنْهُنَّ نَبِيًّا. Similarly, all of the other women, none of them were a prophet. لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى جَعَلَ النُّبُوَّةَ فِي أَكْمَلِ الصِّنْفَيْنِ. Allah made prophethood in the better of the two genders. In the more perfect in it of the two genders. فِي الرِّجَالِ كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ. And we have not sent before you except men whom we reveal to. فَإِذَا كَانَ عِيسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ مِنْ جِنْسِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَالرُّسُلِ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ وَأُمُّهُ صِدِّيقَةٌ فَلِأَيِّ شَيْءٍ اتَّخَذَهُمَا النَّصَارَى إِلَٰهَيْنِ مَعَ اللَّهِ. If Jesus was only a messenger like those who came before him, and his mother was no more than a Siddiqah, then why in the world have the Christians taken them as gods with Allah? Why? Why are you worshipping a man, a prophet, and why are you worshipping a woman, the mother of this prophet? Why? Or have you taken them out of the state of regular human beings to that of divine beings? وَقَوْلِهِ كَانَا يَأْكُلَانِ الطَّعَامِ دَلِيلٌ ظَاهِرٌ عَلَى أَنَّهُمَا عَبْدَانِ فَقِيرَانِ. And here is what I remember. And they used to eat food. Is an evidence about the fact that they are two helpless slaves. Because when do you eat food? When you're hungry. If you're hungry, are you God? Does God become hungry? Now we have to think of it this way. We have to think of it this way. If you become hungry, it means you have needs. Does God have needs? Or is He the one who fulfills the needs of His creation? If you eat food, what happens afterwards? Huh? Huh? You have a digestive system which is working around the clock. صح? And then once that thing is done, you have to go somewhere. Are you... What? Are you a divine being going to the bathroom to fulfill your need of relieving yourself? Yani, all these are just... It's very, very basic. Think. كَانَ يَأْكُلَانِ الطَّعَامِ. They used to eat food, meaning they had needs, meaning they went to the bathroom. يعني عيب. What you saying? مُحْتَاجَانِ كَمَا يَحْتَاجُ بَنُ آدَمِ إِلَى الطَّعَامِ وَالشَّرَابِ. They need, like the rest of the son of Adam, the children of Adam, they need food and drink. فَلَوْ كَانَ إِلَهَيْنِ لَاسْتَغْنَيَا عَنِ الطَّعَامِ وَالشَّرَابِ. Had they been gods, they would have been self-sufficient in regards to food and drink. وَلَمْ يَحْتَاجَا إِلَى شَيْءٍ. And they would have never needed anything. فَلَوْ كَانَ إِلَهَيْنِ نَعْمْ. فَإِنَّ الْإِلَهَ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. The true God is the one who is self-sufficient, the full of praise. وَلَمَّا بَيَّنَ تَعَالَى الْبُرْهَانُ قَالْ أُنظُرْ كَيْفَ نُبَيِّنُ لَهُمُ الْآيَاتِ. After Allah made them say, look how we make the signs clear for them. Look. يعني even you and I, observe, look how we make the science clear for them. It's clear. Al-Muwaddiha lil-Haqq, the one which clarifies the truth. Al-Kashifa lil-Yaqeen, the one which brings about certainty. وَمَا هَذَا لَا تُفِيدُ فِيهِمْ شَيْئًا. Yet it does not benefit them in any way. بَلْ لَا يَزَلُونَ عَلَى إِفْكِهِمْ وَكَذِبِهِمْ وَافْتِرَائِهِمْ. They remain persistent on their lies and fabrications and allegations. وَذَلِكَ ظُلْمٌ وَعِنَادٌ مِنْهُمْ. And this is nothing more but oppression and stubbornness from them. And really, that's what it is. And this ayah, like I told you, until now, no Christian can deal with it. Say, if they used to eat food, do you agree that they ate food? I say, I agree that they ate food. Jesus ate the honeycomb and... was it honeycomb? Yeah. With bread, right? Something. The problem is with all these Android operating systems now, they're confusing me. Honeycomb and gingerbread and ice cream sandwich.
I'm confusing them with the other things. Anyways, I remember that he ate something. I mean, that's in the Bible. Hello? That he and his mother ate food. So once you tell a Christian, once you bring him to the point that he ate food, then there has no escape now from approving that he went to the bathroom. And once he says he went to the bathroom, this is when you hit him with the fact. You're saying God went to the bathroom? That's what you're saying. You as a human being telling me that God went to the bathroom. I refuse to believe this. I refuse to entertain this. And you need to be careful that Allah will send a punishment again, you know, on you for even uttering these words, for even saying these words against Allah. What are you talking about? It's a wake-up call for the Christians. If they want to wake up, that is. Because some of them are bent on disbelief, and then there's nothing you can do about it. So inshallah, with that, we will conclude this particular dars. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.